From Madison, Wisconsin, in the United States of global hegemony, it's Deviance Incast, with your host Eric P.
Y'all ready for this?
So powerful. Few heart-stopping seconds of anxiety.
I said I wanna learn, so I'm a teacher. Y'all ready for this?
So powerful.
Hey people, what's happening? Eric P here on a Sunday afternoon. DJ Schnoz is also here, but she's asleep on the couch. I know I said I was going to do the second half of the political hip-hop show this week, but grades are due tomorrow at 3:30, and I've got a huge stack of papers I have to work on. I have to go into school to work on them. So, instead, the show this week will commemorate the work of Mitch Hedberg. As I mentioned on the comedy show a few weeks back, Mitch Hedberg is one of my favorite comedians in the world today. I want to say thanks to Evan Kane for introducing me to Mr. Hedberg. Unfortunately, Mitch died this week, way before his time, not unlike Bill Hicks. So today I want to play some selections from Mitch. These bits are from his second album, which will be his final one, unless, like Bill Hicks, he releases 15 albums after he dies, the Tupac method. It's an album called Mitch Altogether.
I met the girl who works at the DoubleTree front desk. She gave me her phone number. It's zero. I tried to call her from here. Some other woman answered. I said, you sound older. 13's an unlucky number, right? Well, then so should the letter B be, because B looks like a scrunched together 13. Hello, what is your name? Bob. Get the f*** away. If 13's unlucky, then 12 and 14 are guilty by association. I saw you 12, you were hanging out with 13. No, I wasn't. I was with 11. You talked to 14 about that shit. What you got to say, 14? Meet it by 2 equals 7? All right, I was with 13. I went to a pizzeria, I ordered a slice of pizza, the f*** gave me the smallest slice possible. If the pizza was a pie chart for what people would do if they found $1 million, the f*** gave me the donate to charity slice. I would like to exchange this for the keep it. Vending machines are a big part of my life. I like when you reach into the vending machine to grab your candy bar, that flap goes up to block you from reaching up. That's a good invention. Before that, it was hard times for the vending machine owners. What candy bar are you getting? That one? And everyone on the bottom row? I want to make a vending machine that sells vending machines. It has to be real f***ing big. Every McDonald's commercials end the same way, right? McDonald's commercials end like this. Prices and participation may vary. Now I want to open a McDonald's and not participate in anything. I want to be a stubborn McDonald's owner. I say, cheeseburgers? Nope. We got spaghetti. And blankets. But we are not affiliated with that clown. He attracts too many children. You think when the guy came up with the idea to invent a bong, a black light popped up over his head? So you can have this product for 4 easy payments of $19.95. I would like to have a product that was available for 3 easy payments and 1 f***ing complicated payment. We can tell you which payment it is, but one of these payments is going to be a bitch. The mailman will get shot to death, the envelope will not seal, and the stamp will be in the wrong denomination. Good luck. That last payment must be made in wampum. I walk by a spy shop, you know those places that sell surveillance equipment? Every time I walk by a spy shop, I think, I need to put some surveillance on somebody. Rick's been acting fishy. I need to buy a little camera. I need to buy a safe that looks like a Coca-Cola can. Or better yet, a safe that looks like a spray and wash can. That would create better situations. Hey, Mitch, can I use a spray and wash? Yeah, if you want to spray your shirt with documents. Anyway, I was in Ireland performing, and that's right, that's why I left, because go woo-hoo. And I got sick of that shit. I can't take woo-hoo anymore. And I'll be goddamn if they're not here too. But anyway, in Kilkenny, Ireland, they don't have anything American over there. It's very cool. But they did have a Subway sandwich shop. That was the one thing they had American. And that became the American embassy to me. I'd go out to a bar, piss off an Irish dude, and have him chase me to the Subway. I said, dude, I'm sorry, but you're out of your jurisdiction. But you can't have a cold cut combo, though. Now, this is my second part of my Subway two-part joke. I was in downtown Boise, Idaho, and I saw a duck, and I knew the duck was lost, because ducks ain't supposed to be downtown. There's nothing for them there. So I went to a Subway sandwich shop. I said, let me have a bun. But she wouldn't sell me just the bun. She said I had to have something on it. She told me it's against regulations for Subway to sell just the bun. I guess the two halves ain't supposed to touch. So I said, all right, we'll put some lettuce on, which I did. They said, that'll be $1.75. I said, it's for a duck. They said, all right, well, then it's free. See, I did not know that. Ducks eat for free at Subway. Had I known that, I ordered a much larger sandwich. Let me have the steak fajita sub. But don't bother ringing it up. It's for a duck. There are 6 ducks out there, and they all want Sun Chips.
Sorry, I had to put my microphone down. So there's a little taste for you. Hopefully they got some material from his shows before he died to put out another album. I'll certainly be watching for it. Sorry for not doing the hip-hop show, but I gotta go grade papers. Hopefully I'll get to it next week. I know you're all on the edge of your seats dying to hear it. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Deviant Sincast is a production of the floating brain of Eric S. Piotrowski, which is solely responsible for its content. This program is a joint venture of Revenue Plate Records and Garrison Multimedia. Our show is made possible by a grant from the Fargus Foundation. Some restrictions may apply. See SOAR for details. Fight the power.
So powerful.
They say y'all in the South. They take out the O and the U. So when I'm in the South, I try to talk like that so people understand me. Hello, can I have a bowl of chicken noodle?